Hey, greetings. This is Brother James from DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Want to bring a topic to you of interest. It was something that happened to me currently. Someone sent me some information, and I want to cover this because it's important, and I don't think I've actually covered it in a teaching before. We're going to call this audio teaching Disqualified for Teaching and Leading. Disqualified for Teaching and Leading. This came up recently. Someone brought it to my attention about a minister, a so-called pastor, and his illegal past, and then him being restored to ministry. I want to talk about that from a biblical perspective. First, let me read a scripture to you. Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So there it's talking about a good name, good reputation, good rapport is better than great riches, isn't it? It is. How about 1 Peter 2:12? Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas as they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So it's just a couple of scripture verses for you about reputation and what we should be doing. This audio is leading towards teachers and elders, leaders. And I want to just quickly explain. So there was this Hebrew roots man, and Hebrew roots is teaching people to keep Torah today as Gentiles. It's totally false, heretical. We expose it at DontParish.com. Look at the teaching blog under Hebrew roots. We expose it. There was this man about 6 years ago, and I vaguely heard about this, but never looked into it much. I don't chase heretics. I wait till people bring it up to me, then I deal with it as it comes up. And he got involved in some investment business, and he was also a pastor of a Hebrew, so-called pastor of a Hebrew roots body in Missouri, not far from where we are. And he took $3.5 million, something like that, from some of his elderly congregants, and it ended up where he basically swindled them, stole from them, cheated them, however you want to name it. And he had to go to court. He ended up admitting that he had done it, and he pled guilty, so we can say that he did it. Clearly, he pled guilty. Went to jail for 5 years. Yeah, serious stuff. And here's what I want to get at. He gets out of jail, and he's not at that religious body anymore, but he's back into a home fellowship, calling himself a pastor, elder teacher. He's on the internet teaching his Hebrew roots heresy. And I want to deal with that. Is he qualified? Is a man who is a claimed believer that goes into gross sin, is he qualified to come right back to ministry? Well, I want to talk about this. In this case, with this man, I want to deal with something. And oftentimes, there's two big scenarios when false teachers fall. I'll just say that. It's either about money or about sex. Immorality, sexual immorality. It's really the main two that we see them fall. They don't ever seem to fall over all their heresy. People love that, but it's the money issues and then sexual immorality that causes them to fall. So this man comes back right after jail. He's instantly an elder teacher in a home fellowship teaching his Hebrew roots heresy. What does Apostle Paul, Brother Paul, what does Brother Paul say about this man? I want to read something to you. Titus 1 gives us the qualifications for an elder teacher according to the New Testament. And in verse 7, he says this, "For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon to anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre." Filthy lucre, interesting. Go look it up in the Greek. You know what it means? Greedy for money. That's what filthy lucre means. So Paul is saying a bishop, a teacher, an elder, bishop, elder, same thing, leader, teacher, shouldn't have money issues, shouldn't be greedy. Does this man fall under that category of swindling people out of 3.5, elderly people out of $3.5 million that he admit he did? Yeah, he falls right under that. And so he disqualifies himself right there, but not enough. Well, there's more. 1 Timothy 3 also gives us qualifications of an elder teacher per Apostle Paul. And let's read verse 7. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. That basically means good reputation from the people outside of the body. Yeah, that's what that means. So that it doesn't smear the truth of God, it doesn't smear the gospel, and he doesn't fall into the snare of the devil because of all the issues that come up from that. And in 1 Timothy 3, it also mentions filthy lucre. So going back to this current situation, a man falls into monetary sin, goes to jail, comes back, wants to be a modern pastor of Hebrew roots heresy again. That's a separate issue. He's disqualified because he has a bad reputation among the world and he has shown a proclivity to be greedy for money, filthy lucre. Now, I know what everybody's going to say. They're going to say, oh, Apostle Paul was a murderer and he was restored and made a pillar, one of the pillars of the apostles and picked by Jesus to strive for the New Testament bodies. That's true. But look at the context. Apostle Paul was not born again when he agreed to murdering people like Stephen. No. And once Apostle Paul was born again, he never once fell into gross, open, filthy lucre, bad reputation, sin. Struggled with his flesh, yeah, we see that in Romans 7. But he never again fell into sin. So, bad context. Paul was not a believer when he committed those crimes. This man was a believer and a teacher and a leader for a long time. Then he fell into filthy lucre. He gypped people out of millions. He admitted it. He went to jail and gets out and goes right back to his position. The whole point of this, folks, teachers and elders should have a track record of solid truth, holding fast to the word. No, they're not going to be perfect, but they should not fall into gross sin. They should not fall into crimes over money. They should not fall into sexual immorality, running with other women, doing other things. That's the whole point of this teaching. So consider that. When you look at men that are teachers and elders, James says that you are going to be required, much of you, much is going to be required of you to be a teacher, to be an elder, to be a leader. These men need to be held to a high standard. Anyone that puts themselves under this man, they're being foolish. Now, I want to be clear. Can he be forgiven? Can he be cleansed by the blood of Christ if he believes the gospel? He has a false gospel. Can he be restored as a believer? Of course. Our God is all about redemption. But can he go right back to being a pastor? No. Absolutely not. He's disqualified. Now, can he ever be a pastor again? You know, that's a long, long topic we'd have to talk about. A lot of details. A lot of things might depend case by case. But I'm just going to say to you, he can't come back as a pastor, elder, teacher, pick up his role, pretend like he's forgiven and go on. His reputation's ruined. He shows that he has a proclivity to be involved in filthy lucre. He needs to repent, step down. Maybe he can be the janitor at the house body. But beyond that, he is way out of bounds according to God's word, God's truth, God's ways. So I just wanted to cover that and remind any man that decides he wants to be a teacher, he wants to be a leader, he wants to be an elder, God's going to require much. And let me say one other thing. Paul says to not let a novice be a leader. So what this means is a man who wants to be a leader or teacher should have a track record of truth and faithfulness and stability going upward. Not a brand new believer, not a man that's been in sin and jail and come out. So we see the pattern for a biblical Titus 1, 1 Timothy 3, elder, teacher, leader. It's not men that cheat people while they're pastors out of money. It's not men. Here's another one. We know plenty of people that are trying to be teachers, pastors, elders, leaders, and over the past 10, 15 years, their track record has been in this cult, then out of that cult to this false group, then out of that false group to that doctrine, out of that false doctrine to this false doctrine, out of that false doctrine. They have no stability. They have no track record. So my recommendation to you is if you have a man or men in your life that are teaching you, don't allow them to teach you if they're novice. Don't allow them to teach you if they've been involved in crimes and sexual sin as believers. And don't allow them to teach you and don't put too much trust in them unless they have a track record of solid truth, upward steady growth in truth. The Holy Spirit, according to John 14, John 16, takes us to all truth. He doesn't take us into lies and heresy and false groups and false ways. So I just want to encourage you, test the people that want to be teachers, elders, leaders. Make sure they meet the qualifications of God's holy word. Not just because they're nice, they're funny, they're friendly, they have a charismatic personality, or they're the only one that wants to do the job. No, make sure they're biblically qualified. And then test them to the word of God. And if they're biblically qualified and they're matching the word of God, put your support, put your prayers behind them, help edify them as they're helping you. Love them, pray for them, encourage them as they love and pray and encourage you. That's how the body works. Don't be led astray by false men, filthy lucre men, sexually immoral or immoral men, and men who just want to usurp authority and power, and they are not qualified. Hey, this has been Brother James. Hope that edifies you. We are headed down the gospel road, planning for some more events in October. Just got done preaching at a big football event at a college, university, and we're planning a bunch more for October. Stay tuned at the Spirit Truth blog. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the Spirit Truth blog. Articles, audios, videos every day to edify you. Repent and obey the gospel, the biblical gospel. You'll find it on every page of the website. We love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.